this is the way.
I know that that's a reference to a show that I won't watch, but that's about it.
You won't watch The Mandalorian?
No, I don't like Joy.
Welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions Podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Ben, who plays Balinor.
Hello.
Lauren, who plays Ophelia.
What do you call a beehive in the Underdark? A beholder!
Where does the beholder part come from? And beholders aren't native to the Underdark. Lauren, they're aberrations. Kyle.
You're an aberration.
Yeah. Kyle, who plays Barry Dingle.
What's all this then?
Stephanie, who plays Kuviana.
Hoi hoi.
And Matt, who plays Wrath.
For glory.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Stephanie, your video is horrifically delayed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Your lights are all we need. Mm-hmm. So anyway, who remembers what happened last week?
Not it.
We're going to
I got in trouble, right? We left.
We're going.
So
to
it
the
ended
Shadow
with
Fell.
Us going to go take the portal to the Shadowfell.
I never had to give the thing back, right? That was good.
We never got to that.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Yeah.
Since it's not going to happen now, I told Stephanie this in the hot tub the other day, and oh, she was like, "You got to be kidding me." So, you remember how? What is her name? Agatha, Agnes.
Yeah.
Wanted to take the shadow in order to open a port to the Shadowfell for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what she actually needs is, what she needed is the shadow of a thief. And so she was going to take his shadow to prove that he was a thief. And then it turns out he's not. But it's not going to happen now, so we would have never found it out. But Stephanie thought that was great, and so I figured I'd tell you.
That's I did! So I was like, oh my god, that would have been awful! And then we would have, like,
so they would have she would have taken his shadow, and it still wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked, because he's not a thief.
And then she would,
and then
have,
she
to
would have had to
crow.
Deal with the consequences.
And I believe that's when she would eat crow, correct?
Right. So
let's take backs. Let's just go make her do it.
No, right? and...
Barry has a new gadget.
Yeah, Barry does have a new gadget.
I have magic box.
I need to pull up my notes so I can keep track of the things that happen.
We had a visit from a mysterious cloaked person.
You did?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
he gave Balinor a bow. He gave Balinor Rin's bow.
Yep. We don't know whose bow it is because the name
we
is
don't.
Illegible.
Yeah, no, that's valid. But that's there.
Just can't seem to remember whose bow it is.
Someone's bow.
Anyway, so I believe you guys were just about to leave the Bob and work your way towards the Thieves Guild to go open the portal, I think.
Was it raining?
Haven is a lot like London, with the one I'm trying to, like, do the imagery of. It's very rainy, very cloudy.
Okay.
Well, I guess my voice is appropriate then.
Yes.
Do we want to try to, like, disguise ourselves? Because there was that discussion before we go out. Or is it going to get all washed off in the rain? Do we need to wear, like, muted colored cloaks? Like, we talked a little bit about that.
Maybe wait till we...
Well, go ahead.
Maybe just wait till we get to the Thieves Guild and then, before we get to the portal, start disguising ourselves or something like that.
Right, yeah. If we do a whole bunch of disguises and then it rains...
it ruins a lot of work.
It's gonna wash off all this makeup.
What do you think?
I got a sweet cloak, so I'm all right.
Oh, damn it!
This is not the stolen cloak.
That's right.
This is not the stolen cloak that I'm talking about. I have a different new cloak.
All right.
I have my cloak of elvenkind.
All right. So you guys are working your way through the town to the Thieves Guild. Anything you're doing to prep other than that, or are you just going?
I think we're I mean, I don't have anything else to prep. Do you guys?
We're only going to be in there for, like, at most 24 hours, right?
That's
well, awesome. It's 24 hours or a lot longer.
Yeah.
24 hours or a week and a half.
Yeah, you guys might be in there a lot longer. I will be in there for 24 hours.
Girl, fast. I don't think there's anything else I can really do right now.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to prep outside of like making sure I have my gear. That's about it.
Yep. I got my spells and gear all set. So,
all right. So yeah, you guys make your way through the city, down into the sewers, past the park, around a few corners, and eventually you're standing in front of a brick wall that's got the little eye slit. You hear it open, close, and then the stones begin to move as the door creaks open, and you are greeted by the faces of a large group of ne'er-do-wells gambling in a corner, gambling in this room, drinking, doing whatever, as then you're approached by Timmy Twinkletoes.
Aren't they also playing that one game you described last time?
Not this time.
Okay, we see Timmy Twinkletoes?
Yes.
Okay. I would probably approach him and say, "Oh, my dear friend, how you been?"
Been good. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to tell you thank you again for doing this for us.
Well, I mean, a favor's a favor, and I got you taken care of. When I say I do a favor, I'm going to give you a favor. Are you ready now?
I think so. I mean, you and I've both been there. I don't think there's a lot of prepping we can do to get ready for the Shadowfell.
All right. Well, our mage cleric, I don't know what you would call her, is in the back. She's got all of her reagents ready except for one. Hey, Tom. Someone says, yeah, what? He's like, you owe me a favor. Tom's like, yeah, I owe you a favor. He's like, all right, come with me. He walks into the back. He says, well, are you coming?
Is that to us?
To you guys, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes. Of course we are. We're ready, right? All right. I don't know why I looked back.
Like, Tom and Timmy Twinkletoes disappear into the back room. And as they do so, as you guys round the corner, you recognize a familiar face. You recognize Agnes standing there. And Timmy's like, all right, I got your shadow here. This one owes me a favor. So take it from him, and Agnes says, well, I guess just lay down right... What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here?
I'm doing Timmy a favor, opening a portal to the shadow... Oh, God.
Oh, this is awkward.
Are you in the Thieves Guild?
No, but I know a great many people, and...
It's nice to see you!
It's nice to see you as well. If you'll excuse me, this will settle our debt, right, Timmy? And he says, yes, yes, just do it, and you're good to go. And she says, all right, hold him down. You lot, hold him down. And Tim's like, wait, what? Hold me down for what? And she's like, don't worry about it. This won't hurt even a little bit. And she, he lays down. She's like, well, hold him down.
Are we going to witness a murder?
Is this the Timmy Twinkletoes? No, it's the other dude. Timmy had a friend or whatever.
Yeah, Tommy. Tim. Tim.
Tommy.
Tim.
Tommy Twinkletoes.
And Tim's like, oh, all right, I'll trust you. But so are you guys helping hold him down or?
No.
I don't know.
I'm not the person you ask for when you ask to hold a big, strong person down. So,
I mean, if I'm asked to, but this seems very suspect.
She pulls off her garment around her neck, rolls it up tight, and shoves it in mouth, and she says, bite down on this, it'll help. And so he bites down on it, and she pulls out some white powder, pats her hands, it makes a little poof. She then says some magic words, and as she does so, the white flecks of dusk begin to turn black, and black begins to swirl around her hands as her hands almost go, like, black and starry, shadowy. As she then says, all right, one, two, three. And then she reaches and grabs his shadow, and he's like, what? And she's, like, holding onto his shadow, and she's pulling it. It's, like, dancing on itself, like, trying to get away from him. She's, like, yanking. pulling, and finally with a pop, it comes out, and then she takes out a vial, and she begins to stuff it in this vial, and he's screaming, she's like, Tim's like, what? What are you doing? Oh, no, that's what... And Timmy pulls out a blackjack and is like, thunk, thunks him in the head and makes him unconscious, and Timmy's like, hey, guys, come get Tim, make sure he has a drink. Get him settled down as, like, three people rush in. Come grab him, pick him up unconscious, and walk him into the other room.
Did we witness a murder?
No, a concuss. A concussion.
I assure you he will be fine. And Timmy says, no, I just knocked him out. It's good. He's fine. He owed me a favor. He really screwed up. But we're all clear now. And also,
it almost sounded like you were going to do the whole, like, Peter Pan's shadow.
I thought about it, but like, yeah, I was like, I want to make this go somewhat quick. So, Agnes says, all right, so you guys are going to the Shadowfell. I would have preferred to have done this with Welsh, the easy way, but it is what it is. Far be it from me to question Timmy Twinkletoes. As she says, let me just gather the rest of my components. As she opens up her pouch, pulls out, lifts, like Mary Poppins style, this, like, armoire out of it and sets it down next to it. It's like this full-size thing. As she opens it, and there's a bunch of drawers, and she's going through it, pulling out different components, powders, liquids, all sorts of stuff. And she begins to trace in sand a design on the floor. She's putting different runes in it, throwing different components in it. There's a bowl in the center that she fills with several different aromatics. And then she snaps, and in her fingers is what appears to be a flame. As she whispers into it, it then glows purple. And what she does is she throws it at the bowl, and with a poof, all of a sudden, this magical purple shimmering light forms what appears to be a portal. And she says, it'll be good for 24 hours, after which it will close and you will be trapped there. So I highly recommend you come back before then. Timmy,
23 hours it is.
Timmy, I would highly recommend that you guard this side of the portal as to make sure nothing comes through that shouldn't be coming through. And Timmy says, on it. He turns his head around the corner and says some stuff, and then all of a sudden five or six people come in, all at attention with weapons. Timmy says, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. If you need me, I'll be in my office.
Hey, when I get back, can you show me how to do that collapsible armor thing? That was pretty cool. I like that.
If you need to find me, you know what? Just don't. And she turns and walks out.
Yeah, no, she's pissed at us.
All right.
That'd been a great time.
And you hear, I'll expect my items back when Welsh fesses up.
I look at Barry again.
I'll check in with him and see you later. Bye.
Right now, if I'm just like looking at Kyle's like video box right now when she said that.
So yeah, you guys are standing in front of a shimmering purple portal.
I grab my wife's hand. You ready?
Yep,
this time?
I was gonna do the same thing.
Geronimo! And I just run in.
Well, okay. His cornbread ain't baked all the way through, is it? Let's just
get it. Hey.
The portal ripples as each one of you make your way through. You pass through to the other side, and you appear to be in some sort of cave of some kind. There's a few things around. No, it's kind of dank and dusty. There appears to be a like a chest over on the side. It's been opened. But yeah, it's just a dank, musty cave.
All right, well, do we actually know where we need to go? I don't.
I guess let's get out of here.
You're the Shadowfell expert.
Ooh. I think what we need to do is go ahead and get out of this cave, and then maybe I could get my bearings after that, because I think I'm going to take you guys back to the place that I was held captive in.
Now, should we like get our disguises in order first, or I mean, did we?
Not a bad idea.
Or did we do that before we went through the portal?
We should have done it before we went through the portal, but I think we're already in character, so that's not happened.
Yeah, I didn't hear any let's use the disguise kit stuff.
I'm pretty sure we fucked that one up, guys, but it's okay.
Well, we haven't gone far. We can fix that.
Well, I'm more thinking that we have a limited time period and we should have done some just one thing before we started the town. It's fine. It's fine. We're here. We're here. All right. I'm good at disguises. Who wants one? Oh, I have to open roll 20.
Yeah, I figured I would just like do my own and that kind of stuff.
Okay, you do you.
Oh, yeah. I need help.
Please. All right. You first. Hold on. Let's click a couple buttons.
Should have grabbed a ladder.
How long does it take?
How long does what? The disguise kit?
Yeah.
I think it's only a couple minutes. Depends on. I don't think it's.
How much you're doing.
Yeah, how disguised are we going? Is another question.
Painting your entire body gray, it's going to take a bit longer than.
Do you want to be a fucking Navi? Or are we just trying to be a villager?
Just trying to like mute like any major loud tones. Right.
So here's a tool check. 17.
Here,
I'm gonna do three of them. One of them is me. I'm the third one. Doop, deep. All right, I'm the worst of them. Great. So Steph, you needed a disguise too, right? All right. So then Ophelia, you got a 17 disguise. Steph is also not in roll 20, but Kuviana, you got a 25 disguise, and I've got a 16 disguise. So you tell me how good they look, Sean.
They look surprisingly good, effective. What do they look like?
Oh, so I am disguised as a halfling instead of a dark gnome or whatever, a deep gnome. So I just look like a little halfling, kind of a jaunty fella. That's me. What about you guys?
Well, I would think with a disguise, that's probably the best. Like a simple disguise is the easiest one to use.
Yeah, it can't be anything like too elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to disguise as, Matt?
As an orc, I'm already gray, so that kind of helps me out. But I figure I'll just have like a big old like apocalypse cloak or something like that that kind of just like make me like nondescript and like saying showing like, oh, I'm not important, don't worry about me, just ignore me and that kind of stuff, like try not to be as flamboyant as I am on the other side.
Oh, I also have long hair. I'm a human and I have long hair.
All right, so I got you a wig. Cool.
I think I'm just trying to like very similar to what Wrath has done, and just like have a cloak, not a cloak, but necessarily, but like a wrap on her head, kind of help dampen some of her features, and like a little bit of like darker makeup to look a little bit more like she blends in with the place,
like emo crew.
Yeah, yeah.
You're seen, kids.
All right. Yeah. So you guys are disguised. You're in this cave. You can kind of hear the sounds of like wind coming from the hallway in front of you. So you'd imagine you're not super deep. This isn't like a crazy deep dungeon thing.
All right, now before we get out there, do we remember the conversation that we had? Try anyone? Okay, so as a recap, let's make sure we're on the same page here. As a recap, let's not try to draw as much attention to ourselves. If we do happen to draw the attention of enemies, try to dispose of them quickly and silently, hopefully not lethally, until we get some answers. All right. And if we see the thing that took her form or Timmy's form, I don't know what the fuck that one's going to look like, then we can use violence there. I'm pretty comfortable with that statement.
All right. Lead the way, boss.
Kuvi, you want to scout out ahead for us?
I would love to. So I'm going to scout ahead.
Okay.
Sean?
Yeah, so you kind of peer around. Give me perception check as you kind of peek out of the entrance of this cave.
Cool, you know what's not working? My roll 20.
Not working, or you weren't logged into it yet?
I wasn't logged in, and now it's slowing down.
Yeah. Because so, I know I looked like a second ago, and you definitely weren't here.
I know. Let's see what I can do.
Stephanie?
Do you just want me to roll it for you?
Yes, if you don't mind. Thank you, Sean.
All right, I'll just play D&D for you, Stephanie. You rolled an 11.
Oh, great. Okay.
You peer around the corner. You don't really see anything, but you do see the entrance. And as you look out, it's this. You recognize this place. It's always pretty dimly lit. It's a lot of grays and monotones. Like the tree leaves aren't you know, green and lush. They're black and shades of gray. And there appears to be a river flowing next to the cave. And as you look at the river, you can kind of see a path. It's a cobbled path. You would recognize that this path looks similar to the ones that were in and around Haven, or in and around the city when you were there.
So I guess I'll just start walking down the path and just kind of, you know, trying to be somewhat stealthy, but nonchalant, I guess.
Okay. Is the party following?
Wasn't she scouting ahead?
She is. But you're going to want to get your roll 20 open, yeah. Your character sheet open, Stephanie. So,
I know.
Is that a hint, Dungeon Master?
Yes, it is. It's not really a hint. He's just telling us what to expect in the next few seconds.
I do want to clarify before shit hits the fan. After she kind of went out of sight and didn't come back, we would kind of slowly like be trailing behind her. Nothing major, like probably about 15-ish feet. But if she went out in the open, we're still going to stay in the cave for a little bit.
Sounds good. Kuviana is about 15 feet ahead of you guys. And she's kind of slowly tiptoeing down this path. I put a map out here. You can kind of see what you see. And as you guys make your way through for a little bit, there appears to be the river bends and curves north, and there looks like there's a bridge that you can cross.
Okay.
So Stephanie is leading the pack.
Okay.
Are you kind of keeping an eye out as you go?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Then go ahead and roll me a d20 plus 1 for your perception.
Okay. Oh, wait! Hold on. It came up. Let's see if it worked. All right. I got a 6.
The 6? Okay. You're making your way through. You approach this bridge. There's water rushing underneath it. Are you guys proceeding? What are you doing?
I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to cross the bridge. Like I said, I'm just trying to keep the active eye out.
Yeah, I'm following, but at a distance because I don't want to disrupt stealth.
Yeah.
As you're crossing the bridge, there's a tree on your right, and you can kind of see the leaves rustling a little bit. So you guys would be up here. I don't know. Are you guys crossing the bridge or?
Mm-hmm.
I could cross at this point.
You hear.
As
this grayish figure that appears to have a spike for one hand, two spike legs, and a spiked arm that appears to like extend. It's almost like a tentacle. Round corner.
No.
I don't approve, but okay.
Oh shit.
Does he seem friendly?
It looks like it's looking for a friend. It's going to get a surprise attack on Kuviana.
Cool.
So it's going to launch out at you with its harpoon arm. And you're... Let's see. What's the distance here? Okay.
Now, I don't think I would shoot a harpoon arm at my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if I had a cool harpoon arm...
A 24 versus your AC?
Oh, yeah, that hits.
You're going to take 21 piercing damage. Okay. And you are grappled.
Cool.
That's not good.
And then you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Roll a d.
Love these things so much. And I hate them so much.
7. Okay, you're going to take 18 psychic damage.
Okay, so 21 damage.
So that's
going
to be a...
18 psychic?
18 psychic damage.
Jesus Christ.
Ouchies.
I'm going to go get a real dice real quick, guys.
And you get pulled into range with it. So you are now at melee with it. Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Cool. I'm going to go get real dice, guys, because this ain't working for me, okay? Be right back.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Wow, I still got the old party on here.
I'll get it.
I need that back. I got a good one.
Crit initiative. Very nice.
It's the least useful crit, but sure.
Oh, go figure.
I don't have like a class that benefits from going first either.
Oof. I am slow, but I am wearing heavy armor.
You could just give me, you have to give one of us access. Ooh. Besides.
I could have access.
Hold on.
I'd have to log out.
I actually might have gotten
I'm lazy.
It.
Initiative is what? Plus the plus
one
dexterity?
Yes, but there should just be like a big initiative button in the middle.
It'd be plus four. So you're at six.
So before Wrath.
All right.
You're at the same time as your wife.
So Barry Dingle, you see all of a sudden something shoot out from behind the tree and pull Kuviana behind this tree.
Shit.
I am going to just shoot a crossbow bolt at it.
Okay.
14 probably doesn't do well.
14 misses. It kind of goes into the tree, but you don't have a good view of it, so it just kind of pierces through the other side. Shooting off into the distance.
And I am going to stay as exactly as far away as I am.
All right. This thing is going to kind of step out from behind the tree while grappling Kuviana. It's going to say,
"More friends!"
No, no, no!
It's going to shoot
friends
out.
Don't let friends grapple each other.
So you must make a wisdom saving throw, Stephanie, because you're within 15 feet, or you're within 5 feet of it.
All right, so wisdom saving throw. 20!
All right, so you save.
Fucking God.
So that's good.
Because let me tell you, it's looking rough over here.
So this thing is going to say, "More friends!" And it's going to shoot out a harpoon arm at Barry Dingle.
Introvert!
26.
That hits.
Okay, so you're going to take 21 piercing damage.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, that just hurts. Okay.
And then I need you to make a... Okay, and I need you to make a whiz save.
Yeah, I thought so. Nine!
You are pulled through the water across the river to melee range with this creature.
I hate it!
Alright. Balinor.
Alright. So, Balinor is gonna... He's just gonna say, alright, well, this is not good. Balinor is going to...
You think?
Cast, Hunter's Mark on the... our new friend.
A Hunter's Mark appears above its head.
And he's going to go ahead and send him some friendship arrows.
Okay.
I'm going to stab him with friendship.
For you.
With my new longbow.
And it just, like, on the shaft of the arrow says friendship on there.
Does a 17 hit him, Sean?
17 does hit.
Cool. So he's going to take Hunter's Mark damage, and he's also going to take... So he takes...
16.
Yeah, he takes 12 piercing damage with the longbow and the Hunter's Mark, and then 4 psychic damage.
Is your bow magical?
3 psychic damage. Yes, it is.
Oh, cool. All right. Wait. Oh, it doesn't matter. So the arrows don't seem to hurt him as much as you think they would. So...
Oh, even the magical doesn't help?
Oof. Nope.
Ooh, boy.
The psychic damage does, though. Okay, cool. All right. Kuviana, you are grappled by this creature.
Okay. So, grappled. Can I still hit it with, like, a melee weapon? Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I'm going to first do Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And, ooh, I get an extra D6 per spell level, huh? No?
No.
What's the difference between spell 1 and 2?
It just increases the duration.
Oh, that I don't care about. I need this thing to die. All right, so I'm going to hit it with my maul.
Right.
18.
Okay. 18 does hit.
So 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. It doesn't seem to hurt it as much as you think it would.
Okay.
You said how much bludgeoning damage? 10.
Oh, well, don't I get 2 again?
10, or it'd be 6 bludgeoning damage, so... And then, for... What is the Hunter's Mark piercing damage?
Yeah,
the Hunter's Mark is whatever... A sustained type of damage is whatever the weapon
gotcha.
Was.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
And do I get another all attack? Right. Is this...
You should, yeah.
The character where I get 3 attacks? I do. Eat a bag yes. of dicks, Sean Patrick. All right.
Okay.
So, 18 hit.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then I get the Hunter's Mark every time, right?
Yep.
Okay, so 7 damage there, and then I'm going to hit him again with my maul. 23 to hit.
That hits as well.
Awesome, and then I would love to give him... I would love to give him an extra 14 damage.
And Steph, because it's your first round, you get an extra D8. On that last hit.
Oh. I crit fail.
Okay, so 5, 6, 7 plus 12, 19, 21, 22. All right. Yeah, you swing. You hit it. But it doesn't hurt it as much as you'd think it would. Ophelia.
Ophelia's gonna rush over to attack it and drawing her axe, also saying, fuck the plan, kill this thing, just kill it. she gets over there with her great axe and as a bonus action enables her Crimson Rite. So she, I don't know, does something and her scars open and blood flows to it, and she's gonna try to hit it with an 8 and misses. That's unfortunate, but
okay.
I get a second attack. Yay, I get a second attack. Don't
18 does hit.
All right, so it takes 4 slashing damage and 1 lightning damage.
The slashing
damage
doesn't seem to hurt it as much as you think it would.
Nito Bedito.
The lightning goes through, though. All right.
Cool.
Wrath.
I just charge and try to, I believe I can get around 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 to here.
Okay. Oh,
it.
You would have been flanking Ophelia, but that's okay. You are flanking with Barry Dingle.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, "Here's my friendship stick."
Less clever, more kill.
22 does hit.
All right, and I am going to use one of my spell slots to use Divine Smite at level 2.
Okay.
And if, oh my god, why is roll 20 getting so slow on me now?
I don't know.
You caught it.
Sean, this thing isn't a fiend, right?
It is not a fiend.
Damn.
I didn't think so.
Damn, that's a terrible roll.
Yep.
So 20 damage total, 14
just
of it
being radiant. Just, because you hit it with the 22. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, how much damage was that one? Let's see. 19 plus, so 19 damage?
Yep.
Okay, that seems...
20.
20.
20. Okay.
But mm-hmm. 6 of it's slashing and 14 is radiant.
Sounds good. That seems to hurt it as much as you think it would. Mm. It goes through the... No, it does. It does, is what I'm saying. So the radiant kind of shines through it, scars it, and we're going to move to Barry Dingle.
Question for Ben. Branding Smite. Do I have to use that before I roll or after? Can I do it after?
Before.
That's why I thought I should ask. All right. So then Barry goes to use his maul, but he pulls a little extra switch first.
Okay.
And we'll do that. Click that button. And then I'm going to go to use my maul, which should be
you are flanking. Yep. You are.
So
crit.
I crit. So does a 29 hits.
It does.
Starts with 16 magical bludgeoning damage.
It doesn't seem to hurt it as much as you would think.
But so then it takes 9 additional radiant damage.
That also...
Wait, gets, that's doubled.
That also gets... you have to roll those dice again as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So what was that? That's 2d6.
2d6, yep.
All right, so hold on. Boop, beep. So that was bad. That was a bad
12,
roll there. Mm. So 3 more. So 12 radiant damage.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you heard it pretty good. But it's going to say...
More friends!
As I need all 4 of you, Barry, Ophelia, Raph, and Kuviana to make whiz saves.
Wait, hold on. Don't you make 2 attacks with Barry?
I do. You're right. Thank you. Does a 21 hit?
A 21 does hit.
14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Also, don't you have a robot dog?
Robot dog is at range and does not have a ranged attack and is squishy. Because I got dragged, so I'm assuming I got
dragged. You got pulled off. You got pulled off of robot dog.
If I hadn't been dragged across
robot the dog map, could come over to help, but
he could. He's not going to though. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Barry, Kuviana, Raph, and Ophelia, please make me whiz saves.
But I don't want to.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
11.
Oh, 22.
Okay. Let's see here. Barry. Oh. Kuviana and Ophelia are going to take 10 psychic damage. Wrath, you are fine.
No.
Kuviana drops.
Zero.
Her grapple stops. And she's going to... let's see here. All right, it's going to look over at Ophelia. Or actually, Balinor. It's going to say, more friends! More friends! I need to... Let's see...
Run, Balinor.
it has advantage. 19 versus your AC.
That hits me.
Okay, you're going to take 21 piercing damage.
Ouch.
And you're going to make, let's see, Barry Dingle and Balinor, you guys are going to make me whiz saves.
I'm going to fail. Ooh, 16.
7.
Do you have advantage on whiz saves? Barry? I was looking the wrong one.
Yeah.
Okay, Barry, you save.
Whew! So I have very few hit points.
So you're going to take...
oh, no!
You're going to take 9 psychic damage.
I am just barely standing.
Balinor, you are pulled into melee with this. You are going to take 18 psychic damage.
So that was 21 and then 18?
Yep.
Cool, 39 damage.
Okay. Balinor, you're up.
I need her to die. Him. Whatever it is.
I think it's more of an it.
I need the ungendered behemoth to die.
right. Yep. Do I have any other spell? Oh, I gotta make a con save from the damage for my spell. Okay.
Okay.
Alright. I agree. Balinor is gonna pull out his rapier and stab it.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
23 to hit.
23 does hit.
Cool. It's gonna take 1 psychic damage and
5 piercing damage reduced.
Nope. 6 piercing damage because of Hunter's Mark. So.
Alright.
That's my turn.
Kuviana, make me a death save.
Oh, cool. Is it just a d20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, there's 1 save. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, 1 success.
1 successful. Yep. Ophelia.
Okay, success.
Okay. I'm really torn.
Are you Natalie Imbruglia?
Oh, Stephanie sounds upset. Sorry, Stephanie.
Ophelia is...
Oh, it's okay.
She's not dead yet.
She's coming up with my new character.
No. Ophelia is going to try to hit this damn thing one more time.
Okay.
Seeing that her wife is now down. God bless America. I'm rolling shit tonight, y'all. All right, 19 hits. So it takes 9 slashing and 5 lightning. However, fur, because I have my Crimson Rite activated, I need it to make me a strength saving throw, because I'm going to do the Blood Curse of Binding as a bonus action.
15.
God, no, it passes. Cool. Fuck, cool. Alright, so that's my bonus action, my two action. That's my turn!
Alright, Wrath.
I am going to use Lay on Hands.
Okay.
To, let's see. I'm level 4, so I can... I'm going to give Kuviana 5 HP back.
Okay. Kuviana wakes up. You are prone.
And... yes, I believe that is my action.
Was all anyone right. else secretly hoping he was going to lay on hands on somebody else? Like, heal himself up. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, I took some damage. Hold on.
Yeah, that's just always how my brain works. Like...
as like
steps over her corpse to heal himself.
Barry Dingle.
All right. I'm so fucked up, y'all, but I'm just going to try and kill
him. Well, I was about to yell. I was like, it's no time to take a nap. Wake up.
Bonk, bonk. Does a 28 and a 21 hit?
It does. Both of them do.
21 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, that is reduced.
What would it... I'm grappled, right? Is that like...
yes.
All right, it's probably like a full action to become ungrappled. At this
yeah,
point,
you would
right?
have to yeah, do yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. trying to I'm escape.
Not, I'm not going to worry about all that. All right. I don't think I have any other shit I can do as a bonus action.
So here's the right. here's the fun part. I need cool. everybody, because you guys are all surrounded except for Jingle, to make me whiz saves.
Here's where Barry dies. 19.
11.
18.
17. Hey!
All right. Balinor and Kuviana. You guys take 10 psychic damage.
Your death saves reset, Steph, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. I just healed you.
I have heals, and I didn't die, so we're good.
Ross 1 is not being kind with us tonight.
Mm-mm. No, it can choke on it. Quite frankly.
All right. The thing says, friends leaving. And then he's going to shoot out his arm at Wrath. Wrath, it's going to be... that's a plus 3, so it would have been a plus... so it would have been like 11 or 12.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay.
Friends will stab friends. Okay.
Then...
fucking TPK us with this thing.
I know.
Barry, I need you to make me a whiz save.
Fucking dead, man. All right.
This.
11, here it is.
You're going to take 18 psychic damage.
Jesus. I'm going to take 7 and then go and fall over.
Okay.
So, I'm down.
All right. That's its turn. Balinor, make me a death save.
Okay. 10.
That's a success, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Kuviana, make me a death save.
Would love
I think
to.
We're not playing meat grinder rules.
God.
Okay.
That's one failure. Mm-hmm. All right. Ophelia.
I'm scared. So I've got 3 people down right now, correct?
That's uh-huh. correct. Balinor, Barry Dingle, and Kuviana.
Cool. Is there any way I can determine, like, how wounded this thing is? Sorry, I'll get closer to my microphone.
It looks pretty wounded.
Looks pretty wounded.
There are gashes throughout it. It's dripping this black, viscous ichor from different wounds on its body. Its eyes are constantly draining this black ichor, but it looks pretty wounded.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Neat. All right. So, take like a 5-foot step away from it and not provoke an attack of opportunity, like right here, or is that
like
gonna provoke?
Disengage.
You'd have to be using your whole action to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. You know what? I'll just take the attack of opportunity. I'll just do that. It's
okay. I don't even know what the attack of opportunity would be.
Does it have a melee attack?
It's harpoon arm.
She probably didn't leave its reach then, so
I mean, that's the only attack that it has.
Okay, yeah, if that's the only attack it has and she hasn't left its reach, then it doesn't get an opportunity attack.
22, it doesn't get an opportunity attack. Okay, nah. Cool. All right.
Okay. Cool, so then I've taken a step back and I raise my hand and cast Witch Bolt on it.
Okay.
With a 23 to hit.
23 does hit.
And it takes 29 points of lightning damage.
This thing goes down.
Ooh. Oh, thank God.
Let's resolve some death saves. So I'm going to make you guys... So how do you guys want to do this? So I was thinking of making everybody do a round of death saves, then you guys can cast a round of healing and another death save.
Well, Wrath goes next.
Or do we go in... We got to go in initiative order, I guess.
Yeah.
I think we just go in initiative order, yeah.
Okay, Wrath.
All right. I am going to... Let me look at something real quick. Roll 20 is being a bag of dicks. I'm going to use my bonus action for healing word.
Okay.
And do that on Balinor.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my action to give Kuviana 5 more HP from my lay on hands.
All right.
I won't waste this.
I'm a healing machine right now.
Barry Dingle. Make me a death save.
All right, so kind of low risk here. Oh, I succeed anyway.
Yep, you succeed. Balinor.
All right. Balinor wakes up, looks over at Barry, sees that he's out, and casts Cure Wounds on him.
All right.
Shit! Dying sucks!
Everybody is awake.
You only get 4 hit points, though.
That's like I'm going to cure wounds myself, too, so it's fine.
At this point, I think you guys are probably going to take a short rest, and I think that's where we'll end this episode. It's probably going to be a short one based on our technical difficulties.
Yeah, it might be a bit of a shorty, but that's okay. But
it is what it is. I can't record for much longer, so...
Yeah, for the listeners at home, while this might be a short episode, it was not a short recording session. Sorry! all right, well... keep in touch with us, sweet at turtle.fyi. I think that still works. If it doesn't, just go to tabletopchampions.com. I do actually keep that fairly update. Toodles.
Bye. Bye.